This is your Yahoo Finance Market Watch.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
U.S. stocks indexes hit record highs on Wednesday after the Federal Reserve held interest rates unchanged and stuck to its projection of 3 rate cuts this year. The S&P 500 rose 0.8%, finishing at 5,224.62, its first ever close above 5,200. Meanwhile, the Dow Jones Industrial Average popped about 1% to close at a record of 39,512. The tech-heavy Nasdaq Composite led the gains, rising more than 1% to close at a record level of 16,369. All three of the major averages rallied from small declines before the Fed decision. Along with its policy announcement, the Fed released updated economic forecasts and its Summary of Economic Projections, SEP, including its dot plot, which maps out policymakers' expectations for where interest rates could be headed in the future. Fed officials see the Fed funds rate falling to 4.6% by the end of 2024. That suggests the Fed will cut rates by 0.75% this year. Notably, this falls in line with market pricing from investors entering Wednesday. Bonds were a little changed on the news. Yields on the 10-year Treasury were slightly lower at around 4.28% after rising over 20 basis points in the past 2 weeks. In sum, the market's reaction to the Fed meeting furthered signs of broadening in the market rally, exemplified by the small-cap benchmark index rallying nearly 2% and 6 of the 11 S&P 500 sectors rallying more than 1%. Private equity firm Apollo Global Management has offered $11 billion for Paramount Global's film studio, Paramount Pictures, a person with knowledge of the offer said, adding to the takeover interest for the media conglomerate. Paramount's shares rose 10% after the Wall Street Journal first reported the news. Apollo had also reached out to a special committee formed by Paramount about a possible takeover or asset purchases, Axios News had reported earlier in March. Paramount Global declined to comment, and Apollo could not immediately be reached for comment. Finally, looking at Wednesday's trending tickers. Chipotle Mexican Grill stock led the Yahoo Finance trending tickers page after the Fast Casual Restaurants Board approved a 50-to-1 stock split. Shares rose more than 4% in midday trading on the news. And Intel stock initially popped on news it received funding from the White House as part of the CHIPS Act. The White House said it will provide the company with $8.5 billion in funding. That's all for today. My name is Imran Sheikh, and for the latest market updates, visit us at yahoofinance.com.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.